We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
See, that worked out perfectly. I had to move my microphone, turn my mic off, and move it. And at the same time, you're getting introduced to Jill Schlesinger. Hi, Jill.
Good morning.
Called Synergy. What we got going on here?
Oh, my God. I love that synergy.
I bet you do. Hey, we're 2 weeks and 1 day from the election. And you talked about it a little bit, and you have it on your blog at JillOnMoney.com. And that is, you know, does it make a difference? I mean, I've heard it said, like, doesn't matter who the president is per se. You know, if it's a good economy, you give the president credit. If it's a bad, you blame the president. But does that really have that? Well, that's the way it works. Does that
have?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, look, there's a couple of things to think about. Number one is that economies move in big, huge cycles. Okay. And that's why when you hear economists try to characterize like presidential or congressional impact, they say, right. Well, yes, of course they have an impact, but you know, you may be impacted by the president from two terms ago, right?
Yeah.
So what I would say is this is a slightly different kind of a moment, because I think that philosophically that there could be some real changes under a Biden administration. We already and actually, you know a lot more about what a Trump administration would do in a second term, because we can look back to the first term. So Trump is really, the folks are surrounding him, a believer in growth through lower taxation and lower regulation. That's kind of the nutshell. Biden is growth over the long term has to be more equitable and more sustainable, and mm-hmm. that may come through a different higher taxes on wealthier right. people and corporations, and that regulation shouldn't be watered down, because actually in the future you pay a huge price. So it's almost like, think of this, it's like Trump is a short-term trader and Biden is a long-term investor. That's really, and that's a very big difference philosophically.
So, Jill, if that's the philosophy, let's say you're a long-term, you know, you're going to sit on it, going to have it, retire it, eventually you will, you probably would be best not doing anything, I would guess, just, you know, let it play.
Well, that's, I think that for all of us, no matter who gets in, I think letting it play is really the critical aspect of this, Ray. And here's why. You know, no matter what, we're talking about 4 years or maybe 8 years, but things change. And my guess is for long-term investors anyway, guess what? We are long-term. That means that we go beyond 4 years or 8 years or even 12 years. We look at decades in the future. And that is why my advice is, please try not to guess what's going to happen next in the next 2 weeks. Really stick to your game plan. Don't be unnerved. We all have that urge to do something.
Right.
You don't have to, though. You really don't have to.
This is America, after all, and we will survive no matter who the president is.
God willing, absolutely. And you know what? The one thing I will say is that I think over the long term, my big prediction, which is not that big a prediction to make, is that, you know what? Taxes are going to go up. They're going to go up for everyone.
They have to.
We've got a lot of debt that is hanging over the economy. And that does argue for being smarter about the way you manage your money, meaning if you have a chance to do a Roth IRA versus a traditional or a Roth 401k, you may want to pick the Roth option, because you'll pay your taxes at what I think is likely to be lower rates.
You know, you're, and it's kind of a quandary here at this moment. And if you remember, when was it? 1997. Today is the anniversary of that big crash where 25% of the value went south of the market, recovered. So there's that.
But 1987. I mean, it's seared in my mind, dude.
Right. And part of that, were you on the floor at that time,
yes,
by the way?
Yes, I was.
Oh,
I was
God.
On the floor to come my father went broke that day.
I need a drink now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But anyway, you know, one of the reasons that went was there was concern about foreign trade and about the balance of trade. I don't hear about that anymore at all.
No, I mean, look, that was an interesting run-up, but that really was about too many people on the same side of a trade that was just a bet. It was just a huge bet. And there was, remember, that was the first beginning of program trading, and we were, ladies and gentlemen, that was such a huge loss. It was a 22% drop in one
it was awful.
Day. One day. It's not going to happen again because, thank God, we have circuit breakers. But listen, March was enough of a reminder of that markets can go down. So let's everyone, we know that. You know that. Please try not to outfox the market.
You know, I think you made a good point, but the quandary here is, you know, there obviously you need some kind of economic stimulation. It's working its way through Congress. It's taking forever to get it done. But, you know, there are people out there who haven't had a check since March, you know. So yeah. I don't care about the other stuff. All I want is these guys to get a little help to get them through this, and eventually we'll recover. But I don't want to be political. The thing is...
No, here's the deal. Just let me just say that. That's even being economic. That's not even political. That's good for the economy and good for human beings.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel so bad for people who haven't had any money coming in forever except these stimulus checks, you know, the PPP and all that jazz. But, I mean, the point is you also have this incredible amount of debt, which has soared, really, not just under Trump but also under Obama, for that matter, under
all right,
Bush,
hold on,
for that
hold on.
Matter.
Let me interrupt you.
Kill me,
let me
kill
interrupt
me.
You. Hang
kill
on,
me, kill
on.
Me.
The debt that was accumulated under the Obama administration was because of the bailout after the financial
crisis. Okay, I'm sorry, yes.
Okay, hang on. And then the debt levels receded as the economy improved.
Yes.
The debt that exploded under the Trump administration in 2018 and 19 happened because of a tax cut that occurred for the very wealthiest Americans and corporations.
Right.
And now is exploding because of a real critical need. Now, we are in the middle of this pandemic still. This is not the time to freak out about the debt and the deficit. That's even the most right-wing economists are saying. So we'll get to it, but that's one of the reasons why there is a high possibility and likelihood that taxes could go up in the future, because we will deal with it in the future. We're not going to deal with it now. Yes, we need stimulus. Hey, you know, the biggest impediment to stimulus right now seems to be Senate Republicans that are not really keen on it because they're worried about the debt and the deficit. So they say.
Okay, fine. Fine. Okay, I get it. Anything else big, I mean, to talk about? Anything?
How much bigger can we get than stimulus? If we had if Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin could just wave their magic wands, they'd have a deal. They have agreement. They basically have an agreement. But Mitch McConnell can't get it through the Senate right now. So that's going to be the issue. Can he strong-arm some people in the Senate? We'll see.
Jill, as you see it, what is the primary difference between what the Democrats were offering at one time and the Republicans? Was it a question of size?
No, it's like barely anything. They're spitting distance. They basically agree on everything big. I mean, there are some big parts about that where they were about testing, about state and municipal aid. But really, Mnuchin has come back and said, I'm in.
Okay.
Let's do it. So, like, they are incredibly close right now. They really are.
It would be nice
if
they would.
But again, when I say they, I mean Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin are very close.
Where's McConnell?
But we are not there yet in the Senate.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like people to consider? We're going to have to go here in a sec, but anything else?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I guess that, you know, Halloween's going to be a bummer. I don't know. What are you going to do for Halloween? I mean, I guess.
I know. Thanksgiving. I mean, Dr. Fauci was saying, you know, maybe you ought to rethink that.
You know what? In our family, we're not going to do it. We all just decided we're not doing it. Everyone's staying home because there's too many old people and young people. And people have been all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of my family, people are going back into the city and going to work again. And I think that when you have that, it's really different, right? Because now you have people who are riding public transportation and, you know, they're at risk. And even if you get tested, it's just too scary. It's worrisome to me.
Hey, I read something really interesting. I'll let you go because I know you got other stations.
I'm good.
You know, I know we're not the only ones you love. But, I mean, the point was, I noticed that real estate is, you know, like a lot of people are moving out of New York, being companies. But now you've got some people that are coming in, like Amazon and others, who are buying up stuff.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It looks like big tech has started to fill the gap with commercial real estate. And, you know, look, it's very interesting. My nephew has not paid rent. He's in his 20s. He hasn't paid rent in a while, and he went to go look for places in the city.
Yeah.
And he said rent down by 25% from his last week. And so if you think about that, like, wow, that's a pretty big deal. But commercial property rents haven't come down quite as much. I think that if these big companies make their play, they're basically saying, hey, we've got young employees. Young people like to be in the office. They want to come to work. So that's what they're doing.
Okay.
It's going to be interesting. There's a lot of space for rent in New York City, and it is kind of scary sometimes to walk through Midtown Manhattan.
I know. I've looked at some worth cams. Hey, listen, Jill, great to have you on. Thank you much.
Take care.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.